Listener production.
Happy Wayne, everyone. Welcome to the Adam and Simon Show. Simon, like I put a post on Instagram to bring some people to the episode, but we should tell them what else is on as well.
New listeners, welcome. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate you.
Thanks for subscribing. We really appreciate it. Today's episode, we've got Hot or Not Hot, our classic segment that we finish with. We've got an idea to bring a bit of legacy to the Adam and Simon Show. We also, Simon's going to make us Bezos rich.
I've got a genius idea that will make us all rich. And if you're listening, you can be part of the richness.
But up next, we have the reason that you've all come to the podcast, the story of the birth of my child and the outrageousness that ensued. Play the music, Ed. Let's get straight into it. I stopped talking in the
conversation. A couple of mates tackling life, telling stories and generally having a laugh. This is a remarkably unremarkable Adam and Simon Show.
Here we go.
So, Simon, you may have heard, but Ed, you have not heard, but I am a dad.
What do you mean? As in,
what do you think it means to be a dad?
Wait, as in this has happened now.
Rach has had the baby.
Oh, wait.
Huge.
Wait, so you didn't have a work emergency? Oh my God.
So Simon,
oh my
knew,
God,
Ed did not know.
This is insane.
This Ed is a hospital band on my wrist because Rach is in the hospital. She's all well, all good. The baby has been born in the world.
Oh.
It is alive.
I feel kicking. Slightly emotional. That's actually amazing.
So I thought I'd do a similar thing
Holy
to Simon,
shit.
What he did with the engagement party while Ed just collects himself.
It's so good, isn't
That's
it?
Incredible.
It's the best news ever.
So is it?
Ed is collecting himself, so yep. I will tell, like Simon did with his engagement story, I'll tell the story from go to woe. That was what I promised on Instagram, so I'll send people to here so they can hear the story. So
it's the best news ever. You almost gave it away when you walked in, though. You had a big visitor sticker on
yes.
your jumper.
I did. I noticed that.
Yes.
I think you even said, Ed, what's that on your jumper? And he went, oh, just a visitor.
Yeah.
Didn't ask where. Yeah,
no. Ed's still, just give him a break. He's trying to breathe over there.
That's right. I couldn't be more gobsmacked as well.
He's trying to breathe.
The best. Okay. Ed, it's been really... Look, I know you've got important news, Adam, but yeah. I also have important news. I want to apologise to Ed because I lied to you.
Simon knew.
No,
when
fine.
When we recorded...
The Lime Cordial.
Lime Cordial.
How are you, Ollie? My name's Simon. Nice to meet you, bro.
Thanks for having us.
Sorry, I didn't even introduce myself to you, Louis. I'm Simon.
I'm Simon.
The Simon part of the Adam and Simon Show. The Adam part, Ollie, is not here. He's just been called in for emergency work situation.
Right. I also asked you because you said, it's a work emergency. I was like, what kind of emergency happens at a physio?
Oh, mate, false. Those follow-up questions were killer.
Yeah.
They were
oh, really
killer.
Well, you handled them well.
Thanks, yeah. So the story starts. So Monday happened, finished work, got a call from Rach on the way home, and she said, the baby's not moving as much as I thought it was. As it had been the last couple of weeks. Because normally towards the end of a pregnancy, she's like, I can feel it all the time. It is like having absolute, what she called,
sloshing around,
raves in there, like disco parties, like having a great time on the dance floor.
Yeah. Kickboxing class.
But that slowed down on Monday and she was like, oh, just a little bit concerning. So I said, just call the obstetrician and then you can go in and...
Can you just call the obstetrician whenever you like?
If you go private, you can.
Really?
Yeah. More any time of the day. There's a group of them and then you get like...
You call like
you
the
call
hotline.
Yours and if yours is on, they talk to you. But if not, someone else from their group is on.
Oh, okay.
And so the obstetrician was like, just come in, we'll put a heart monitor on, check it all, make sure it's all going okay and then we'll probably send you home. And then she got in because bear in mind, this is 4 weeks before the due date. I've got a month before I need to be a dad. I've got heaps of time.
So many things planned.
I've got plenty of time to record in the future on the podcast. I've got heaps of time. Don't worry,
this
got
is so
time
funny.
To sort my life out. Got to get a new dryer, got to buy a car seat, got to like set up the
You don't
room.
Have a car seat?
Getting one at the moment.
But you'd want to.
Yeah.
Baby has a baby, you know, walking.
Yeah. Carried. Long. It's a long walk too. I live just off the main road.
Mm.
Rach goes in, they test, they're like, cool, baby's fine, but how are you feeling? And she said, I'm okay. They said, oh, have you got any pain? She said, oh, there's a little bit of like discomfort. And they were like, oh, that's because you're in early labor.
Which, that's a funny thing.
Yeah.
How are you? Well, I'm in labor,
like,
but I don't know.
Super early. So she said it was barely a stomach cramp.
Right.
Really, okay. Really minor stuff. And she thought it was because she'd been for a big walk that day because it was her first day of mat leave. And she went to go and get a donut from a certain donut royalty place.
Yeah, okay.
Like a royal donut, if you know what I'm talking about. No free ads. And went to go get a donut and had walked too far and then got a little bit of pain. But got a little bit of discomfort. And so the doctor was like, because the baby was breech, which for those, Ed, I'm not sure whether you know what breech is, but it's upside down. It's bum down.
Oh, so you wanted feet first.
Feet first. You wanted
like
to
a water slide.
Yeah. But not like it should be going down face first.
Yeah, this is the only water slide in the world. Head first is encouraged.
Yeah, that's encouraged. Very much so. So they were like, okay, we're probably going to need to whip the baby out now. They didn't use whip the baby out, but they were like, we're probably going to need to get the baby out now. And Rachel was like, oh, okay, cool. I'm still at home at this point.
Oh, so you weren't even at the hospital
I'm like, so I'm about 40 minutes away from the hospital.
Oh, so you genuinely were like, oh, well, Rachel just go in, get checked and then come home.
Yeah.
Did Rachel drive herself there?
No, she went with her mum.
Oh, that's nice.
So it was like, all right, you go with your mum because I'm on the way back from work, but better to go and get it checked out now rather than worry about it.
Absolutely. Tick that box, head home,
sort it out.
Get a good night's sleep for the next 30 days.
Exactly. Then they go, we're going to whip it out. Rach calls me. She's like, we're going to whip it out. How long? She's like, I'll just check. I think we should have 2 or 3 hours. And then she asks the obstetrician and he goes, our obstetrician also on leave.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. Well, had a month.
Yeah. Had plenty of time.
Oh, so actually, wait, your day's this? Perfect. I'll just head up to Port Douglas.
Yeah. No, he went to Noosa.
Of course he did.
He did. Of course went to Noosa.
Yeah.
And then so one of the other obstetricians from his group, Jonathan, he was great, was like, no, we're doing it in 45 minutes.
Is that the turnaround?
Yeah, well, that was turnaround, from go to woe.
They can just get nothing to baby in 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Baby, it's like a roast.
Baby inside to baby outside. It's faster than a roast.
Depends how it's a roast, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a fast roast, bro.
And so I'm like, all right, I've got to get into the hospital. So I, half an hour drive in, get in there, park, pretty much get up to the room. Hey, Rach, how you going? I'm pretty good. Rach, super chill. Me, a bit frazzled.
Yeah, were you rattled when you got the call? Hey, you having a baby in 45 minutes?
I realized, I was like, not ready. I was like, mate, I've got a month. I've got plenty of time. But the
Being in 4 to 5 weeks.
The thing that I think the reason why I was frazzled, because I was just walking around the house because Rachel's like, you got to pack a bag. She's like, you got to bring me some stuff because she'd also only packed a bag that morning just by pure coincidence.
Oh,
because she's like, I've got 4 weeks. No, she's like, I've just started mat leave. I've got 4 weeks. And then so she's like, you got to pack a bag for yourself and bring all this extra stuff for me because I only half packed my bag. So I, walking around a little bit like a zombie. And I think it was because Rachel was fine. She's like, oh, cool, yeah, like let's just whip it out. She was like, it's happened sooner than I thought it would. So great, let's just do it. Wasn't like, not fussed by it. Was like, all right, cool, I guess we're doing this. Rather than having time to stress about it and be anxious about what may or may not happen.
It also just started like, mat leave too, huh?
Let's just like, let's whip it out. And so I was like, all right.
Can you stop saying whip it out in reference to your baby? Yeah.
I've got nothing to,
especially when it wasn't the term used.
Like this is your little wrinkle on the whole thing.
So I get there, bang, baby gets whipped out.
Not whipped out. Yep.
Yeah. Baby gets whipped out. Get like skin to skin. There's tears.
Slow down. Don't rush through this stuff.
Do you know about
skin? Because we don't know what this is.
I know what it is.
Do you know what skin to skin is? What do you think it means?
Go for it.
So skin to skin is just a generalized term for your skin touching the baby's skin.
Don't talk about it like you're a pro dad. You had a baby for 6 hours. All right?
I mean,
don't be like, oh, I'm a dad now, guys. I know all of this stuff.
Within the room, he is the pro dad.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
No one else.
That's fair enough. That's a good point.
Probably actually amateur dad because I'm not being paid to be a dad.
No, you're getting paid in love. That counts.
Yeah. Okay, sure. Okay. And then, baby gets whipped out.
So baby out.
Yeah.
Skin to skin. So straight onto.
Onto Rach.
And then onto you?
No, onto Rach. And then, like, I go and cut the cord.
Oh, what was that like?
Oh. I mean, it's like cutting through a bit of, like a rubber tube.
Oh.
So it takes, like, a couple of.
A bit of rubber hose.
A couple of chips. No, but, like, softer than a hose. Like, soft rubber.
Like octopus?
Yeah.
If that's a great
like a hollow octopus leg, like calamari. There you go,
calamari.
That's what it is.
Cut through the calamari.
It is like so cutting through calamari. So it takes like a couple of cuts to get through.
Question about the cut.
Yeah.
How much does the cut determine whether you've got an innie or an outie? Belly button style.
I don't know because then they
do they tell you where to cut it?
So delayed cord clamping, which apparently is good because
it
lets all the blood from the cord go into the baby. So they used to just like whip the cord straight away, snip it, bang, yeah. gone. Now they try and let it hold for a couple of minutes to let all of that like.
So do skin to skin with the baby.
Yeah.
On the, whoa.
Cords on.
So just as a visual.
Still attached.
Baby out the yeah. sunroof.
Yeah.
Onto chest, still attached. So there's
no,
still.
No, I think they've cut it by then. I'm not actually sure because I'm the other side of the curtain. I'm at the head end. Although I did stand up and have a look at the baby being ripped out, whipped out.
Not of those things.
Ripped. It was being whipped out. Actually, born. If you have a look, they're being ripped out of there.
It's the baby's like, being born. Really,
they don't want to come out. Right. And then so snip the calamari and then they weigh the baby, all good.
Healthy.
Everything's great.
How much of its giant head contributed to the weight of the giant?
Actually doesn't have as big a head as you would think by looking at it.
You're For like, those that don't know, Adam Denston, one of the biggest heads in the world.
Big head. But the baby just looks like a regulation size. You wouldn't be like, geez, that looks like a golf ball on a tee.
Yeah, like, good, okay, oh, yeah, yeah, cool. Proportioned.
That's
yep.
like, yeah,
proportioned that child.
And then they like wrap it up and you sit with it for a bit and whatever, and then you go and
a bit of it and whatever.
Yeah, and then so then
what do you mean?
This is the crux of the
Get
story.
Get lost in the romance of the child.
This is the crux of the story. Is that when you're there, the skin to skin is happening with the mother and. The child and I'm there as well, and then the pediatrician, because pediatricians all go to a Caesar, goes, "Oh, do so. Have we got a name for the baby?" And so
they ask you in the room.
They ask you in the room, and there's
oh
like
my gosh,
10 Ooh. People around.
Ooh. When you before we get to the name, before I've got some questions about the name.
Yeah.
When you saw the baby, were you like, "Oh, we've nailed the name"?
No. I mean, I was like, "Yeah, cool. This is the name we picked."
Because you also
that's the
think,
baby we picked.
No, but you also think that. Like you hear stories about how some people look at the baby and they're like, oh, damn, that's not the name.
Nah.
Or they have two names. I've got a friend, he was going to name his daughter Audrey.
Yeah.
And then they had two names. Georgia was the backup name. Looked at the baby, they went, well, that's not Audrey. That's definitely Georgia. And they just knew.
Nah, we just have one name. So it was like, oh,
the
that's
most
your
pragmatic
name.
Couple of
it's
all
so,
time.
So it's right there, the name.
Yeah.
And also the sex of the baby, I have yep. not known.
Yep.
Guess.
Girl. It is a girl.
Congratulations.
Ed saying
how
I
did you
knew
know
it.
I knew it.
Because he had a 50% chance. Unless you have seen unless you have seen the blood test results, you did not know.
I knew.
No, you didn't.
I did.
How did you know?
Oh my god.
Because
I hate this.
I cannot imagine him having a son. It just daughter.
Yeah.
Daughter vibes.
Girl dad. Wow, little baby girl.
Yeah, and then
that is amazing.
I'm actually going to cry.
We get there, so they're like, has the baby got a name? And this is the crescendo.
Did you look at each other?
No.
Did you cry?
I was already crying because the baby
Yeah,
was
absolutely. Yeah. Rach crying?
Yeah, yeah, tears all around.
I'd love that.
And then.
I'd love that. Oh, my God. Oh,
pediatrician.
I can't.
I think we should just wrap the seg up now.
Pediatrician.
Yeah, let's not reveal the name.
No, this would be. It's actually. This is the best bit of the story. The pediatrician says, have you guys got a name for your child? We say yes, and we say it's Celia Kate Denston.
Stop it.
She goes, Sarah, the pediatrician goes, oh, Cecilia. And we go, no, just Celia. And she goes, oh, okay, cool, no worries. And I was talking to the midwife after when Rach was getting fixed up, like getting sewn up and everything. I was just me, the midwife, and the baby. And
Celia.
Yeah, and the our show's partner, who is also a trained midwife, she was there as well.
Oh, you let show's partner in for the birth?
She was in as well.
Wow. Yeah.
She's so cool.
Met the baby before show, which is a real sticking point with him at the moment.
That's funny.
I digress. I said to the midwife, as all questions go to midwives, oh, what's the worst name that you've heard in the
Perfect.
Last week?
Yeah, great. Love this. Uh-oh.
And she goes, to be honest, I thought it was going to be yours.
Whoa.
And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, well, I thought when you said it's just Celia, I thought you her name was just Celia. J apostrophe Celia. J apostrophe Celia. She goes, Celia. To be honest, I thought you had given me the worst name that I've ever heard in my life as a midwife. I thought her name was just Celia. And we all like, ha ha ha, how funny.
Shout out to just Celia who listens to the show. Very big fan. And
Celia, Kate. Denston has arrived. She's here and she's probably going to be feeling a lot of my podcast content for the next few years.
Well, on behalf of Ed and myself and all of the showies, congratulations, Adam. We're really excited for your doggedly pragmatic approach to parenting and how it will reveal itself in this podcast.
Well done, man. Thanks,
Phil. Congrats, buddy.
Fellas, I would like to bring you a chance for the Adam and Simon show to leave a legacy.
They say in life is actually all about legacy. That's all you want to do. That's why people will love to procreate, because they want legacy.
Exactly. So you're sold. You interested?
Bro, you know me. I'm all about self-help and all that stuff. So, yeah, I'm in.
This is a chance for the Adam and Simon show to stamp its name on a place in Earth which will never be changed. How do you feel?
Are we graffiti artists? Is this what's happening?
How do you feel about that? Well, this is like formal graffiti.
Yeah, I'm so hooked. It's ridiculous.
All right. All right. So the Brisbane Lions.
Here we go.
Are building a new training base and stadium.
Oh, no.
Boutique
I don't
stadium.
Want to do this.
It is called the Michael Voss Oval.
The coach of Carlton. Is this?
Yeah, the coach of Carlton.
The triple premiership. Brownlow medal winning legend of the Brisbane Lions, Michael Voss.
And the coach of
Carlton. Coach of Carlton. Wow.
But
why would they build a stadium after Port Adelaide's former assistant coach?
The Michael Voss Oval is being built as the new training base for the Brisbane Lions, and we have an opportunity to donate a fence panel.
What?
And so?
One fence panel. Is it a white picket fence situation?
There's 199 fence panels around.
What do they look like?
Like a fence panel.
Like a fence post?
Yeah.
Is it a fence post or a panel? They're different.
It's a post, and then we get a plaque on the post. And so it could say the Adam and Simon show. It's tax deductible.
Okay.
Interested?
Yeah, sure. I'm always interested in screwing the government over.
It is just a measly
$1,000. $1,000?
But tax deductible from there. So I've already contacted our accountant and he was like, look, guys, I can probably knock $400 off that. So it's a measly
$600. $600.
And what we get, do you want to know what we get?
Yeah, nothing. We get nothing for
we
this.
We get, this is what it says, our names etched in history. How good does that sound?
That does
personalized sound. Plaque on your fence panel.
Great.
There's a limited edition of 199.
And is there, do we have final say on what is etched?
Yeah. Okay. And we also get an invitation to the Arena Precinct Tour where we unveil your plaque.
That's pretty sick.
So I'm here on road trip.
So
that's actually pretty cool.
We also, hey, deal's not over yet. We also get perpetual recognition on lions.com.au as Lions Legacy Donors.
So does it have a character limit on the message that we can
Great
include?
Call, Ed. This is what I like.
No, I don't think so. I think Unlimited. It's like intended to be a name because it's a plaque.
Can we put Go Roos.
Yeah. No, we cannot.
Why not?
Oh, no, we cannot.
Why not?
We will not be
Can't
itching
we put
that.
Go Roos?
Not into
I would forego putting
no,
the Adam and Simon
no,
show.
No.
I don't need to have that. I just want to put Go
no.
Roos.
Yeah, no.
Well, I mean, but you've brought this to us.
I want to put.
So now I'm retracting it from both of
no.
you.
I want to put.
Why don't you like the Adam and Simon show? Then it's on the Michael Voss Oval forever.
Because I like Go Roos more.
Go Roos, brought to you by the Adam and Simon.
No.
Is that too many words?
Too many words, yeah. Go Roos, it can't be in there.
Why?
It can't.
What about Paul Roos, legend of the Fitzroy Football Club?
More interested, but I think because it's like a person.
That's what it can be in you. You can convince yourself that's what it says.
I'm not having Go Roos on there.
Go Paul Roos.
No.
And then we will know. No. Would you put Go Paul Roos on there?
No.
Would you compromise with Go Paul Roos?
Maybe. I'd go P. Roos.
Oh, no. Players of the Roos.
Yeah, no. P-Roos. Paul Roos.
The Michael Voss Oval fence panel donation, we could donate it, and it's the Adam and Simon show. What do you think?
Go Roos. If it says Go Roos, I'm in.
Well, let's put it to the shows and see if any suggestions come in.
Absolutely. Yeah. If we can't be Go Roos, maybe it can be other suggestions like Go Kangaroos.
Kanga.
Decline.
Roo, roo.
Decline.
And then we buy one next to that one
retract,
saying
retract.
Oh, that's what I like. I like buying.
So
I would be
buying
happy
four.
To buy. I would be happy to buy two panels, one that says Kanga, and one that says Roo.
No. Looks like I'll have to do this one as a personal donation.
That's very good.
Kanga, roo, roo, roo. That would be so funny.
Wayne.
What?
Just Wayne. Adam, you know I'm a genius. and coming up with ideas.
Stretch.
I came up with the coffee cup with your name on it.
With your coffee order on it.
Yeah, with your coffee order on it. You just leave it on there and then you just go, oh, so you don't have to run around the office going, oh, who's this for? Who's that? You're like,
four macchiatos, three flat whites and a cappuccino.
Don't have to use any paper. It's just on your cup. Yep. I came up with that idea.
Getting Bezos rich.
Yep, getting Bezos rich. I've come up with another one.
Are we getting Bezos rich again?
Yep. I think we can off this one. So this is a TM. Can't steal this idea.
I'm on board.
Don't steal this idea. So, you know when you get into your car?
Yeah. Open the door. Sit down. Gotcha.
Perfect. Oh, actually, side fact. Apparently, men get into a car head first and women get into the car bum first.
Really?
That makes sense.
So next time you get in, why does it make sense?
Ed, can't walk that one back, Ed.
I don't know, actually. Dresses? That was,
yeah, probably. Yeah, yeah, look, there would be something that is evolutionally clothing. Turned into.
Because they would go bum first and then both feet in. I think another thing is we go one foot in first.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go. That's with cars. But you know when you first start driving a car, this is another Melbourne-centric thought. When the weather starts to get a bit colder, you get straight in there. What do?
Turn the heater on.
Heater on straight away.
Yeah.
Heater on straight away.
Don't you dare say that this idea is having, you can turn your heater on from your remote control.
No.
That already exists.
No, what I want, because the first thing that happens when you turn your heater on.
It's freezing cold.
Freezing cold air.
So cold.
All I'm aching for is warm air.
Yeah.
Bang, on my skin. That's what I want. Yeah. I argue that I would prefer to have no air on my skin.
Mm.
Unless it's hot air. So my invention is I want cars that don't automatically heat up before you get in there. I want them to either immediately blow out hot air, and I get it, physics can't do that.
Yeah.
I get that, like, man, I'm not going to break physics here.
Yeah.
This is, I'm not.
Isaac Newton.
Exactly right. God bless him. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
I want to get into my car. I want to turn it on. I want to crank the heater as hot as it goes, but I do not want any cold air on my cold feet or my cold face.
Cold feet.
So I want that air to be like shoved away somewhere.
Externally.
Until it warms up and then boost and what then if, get it on me.
Boost. What about externally? So what if there's-
Perfect. Happy to. My only concern with externally is that then that creates a little space for the outside cold air to come into the car.
No, I see what you're talking about.
One-way valve. If you can create a one-wave air valve,
yeah,
that's fine.
It's like the on the side, on the side doors between
gills. I need gills like a fish.
Exactly. So you got gills on your car, and when you turn it on and you put the heater on, it goes out.
Out.
Yep. The cold air goes out, and there's a little thermometer on the inside of the gill that when it hits.
Not even a thermometer, heat sensor.
Okay.
It needs to be a heat sensor,
okay.
And when it triggers the appropriate temperature.
The one-way valve closes.
Boost straight onto me.
Boost onto your face.
Boost onto my face or feet or hands, wherever it goes. I don't want to get into my car, turn everything on and then shiver for 5 minutes and God forbid I'm in traffic and this I can't get any heat through the engine. That stinks.
Yeah, especially older cars take a lot longer to get the
horrible,
horrible. Hot air going. Because yours is a newer car. Surely that happens quite quickly.
So, well, you would think. Evidently not. Evidently not. So I need this invention. It's twofold. We need an adapter for old cars and then we need something to go for new cars, like just put it into like new cars. Like because I would imagine that preheating your car is expensive and thus saved for luxury vehicles. Absolutely.
Yeah, luxury, yeah.
But
same
just
with
because,
cooling, same. It, would you say is it the same but the inverse for summer? You get into the car and it's hot as. All you want is the aircon on, boost in your face.
Brilliant, Adam. Brilliant. See, this is why I bring it to the group. Taking it to another level. Groupthink is great idea.
So, you know, you hop into your car in the middle of summer,
crank
you turn the aircon on and boost. You get hot air in your face.
Horrible, right? Horrible.
All I want is that cold air.
Absolutely. So you need to divert the heat away and then, fellas, all together, boost. Cold air on your face, on your legs, on your hands, yeah, wherever you need it. That's what you need.
$1 million idea in there.
What do you think?
It's good. Yeah, yeah, I like it. I mean, I would love if it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on board.
Okay.
I'm on board.
We're on board. Ed?
Yeah, sure.
Bringing a close to another Adam and Simon show, as we always finish off with hot or not hot, things that are hot in the world, things that are not so hot in the world. Ed, for some stupid reason, still gets to decide whether the week is therefore hot or not hot.
It's a little bit of jeopardy.
Yeah.
I like it. Last week was not hot, which I furiously disagree with, but I think I've got a hot that's going to – I think it's going to win this week.
It's how you know we're a topical show. And Ed, starting off, just as a check for you, because you always love the check, the ruble flying at the moment. 0.016 of a US dollar.
Whoa. Oh,
it used to be 0.012, and there's an article from 8 days ago that says, and I quote, from Bloomberg, which is quite a reputable financial source.
Too reputable to be mentioned on this show.
Russian ruble is world's best currency this year.
Why would it say that?
On what measure?
Why did they say that?
I think because it's got the greatest upside.
Did Russia buy Bloomberg?
The ruble extends the gains as Moscow Exchange reopens after a holiday, blah, blah, blah.
Is that what they're calling it in Russia, a holiday?
All right, victory war. They would have had victory day holiday.
Yeah, I'll kick us off with not hot because we always like to finish positively. My not hot this week, 2022 just keeps ripping our legendary sports stars from under our noses. The great Andrew Simons passed away, and we've lost Warney, we just lost Roy. Like, if you're an Australian sports star, you're worried at the moment.
You're sad. It's just a really sad time to support Australian sports.
We met Andrew Simons at the AFL Grand Final
one year.
He was
so good.
Oh, mate, such a lovely guy. Had time for everybody. Not only that, like watching him as a cricketer when we were younger, sick.
Do you think that's what it is? It's more that these people that are passing away are from our era of childhood. They provided all these memories and that's why it's so not hot.
And it feels like that they're gone before their time. Feels like Roy should have been fishing and drinking beers in far north Queensland for years and years and years to come. And then because if he passes away when we're 80 and he's like 80, same age, you're like, he's had a good run. He's had a good innings, to steal a cricket analogy.
Yeah. It also would be a miracle marvel if he, a man who is far older than us, passed away at the same time as us. On the
he
same
was only
age,
46, though. Wasn't he?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wouldn't have been old. Far too soon.
So, Roy, rest in peace, mate, and thank you for the memories, mate. You were seriously amazing.
Well, there's definitely no bouncing back from that, but here we go. My hot for this week, Queensland.
Queensland? I mean, temperature-wise?
Well, no, it's going into winter. Queensland is about to be red hot. A-listers are moving into Queensland.
I know what you're going to say.
Guess who's moving into Queensland?
The goose himself.
Who?
The golden goose.
Who?
Ryan Gosling.
No.
What?
Isn't Ryan Gosling moving to Australia?
I don't know. Not from what I've... No. I'm thinking bigger. Who is the most famous person in the whole world?
Ryan Gosling moving to Australia to film The Fall Guy.
There you go. No. Different thing. Well, there you go. This is why Queensland's red hot. Because
he's going to New South Wales.
Yeah, see? Who's the most famous person in the whole world?
The most recognisable person in the entire world?
Yep.
I reckon it is someone either, D Trump
or way.
Kimmy K.
Barack Obama.
No, not anymore.
Barack Obama, yeah, absolutely.
No way, mate.
Not anymore. Maybe at the time.
It's been like 8 years, bro.
Yeah. Kimmy K.
No.
Kimmy K would be the most famous person
in the world. My mum would not know who Kim Kardashian is.
That's a lie.
She lives in the UK.
Send her a text message right now, a screenshot of Kim Kardashian and say, hey, mum, do you know who this is?
Fine. Yeah. Okay, done.
Cool. Kim Kardashian.
Is moving to Australia.
Is moving.
Oh.
Possibly to Australia. Kim Kardashian, possible move to Australia. Boyfriend Pete Davidson to star in Queensland-based film.
Wow.
So Kim Kardashian's new boyfriend, Pete Davidson, very tall guy.
Exclusively. Is he tall?
So tall.
Really?
Like really tall.
That's all.
this is Ed going, is he taller than me?
Adam's on the fact check. Pete Davidson is going to a meter 90.
It's not tall.
He's about as big as me.
Yeah, tall. 6'2".
Short king.
How tall do you reckon Kim Kardashian is?
5'2".
1.57 meters.
Wow.
Short.
That's pretty sure. She's always in heels, though.
I mean, so what's your point?
She would be perceived as taller than that for most of her life.
No, I think everyone perceives her as quite short.
5'1" and a half, so she gets scaled up. 5'2".
Yeah, there you go. So Kim Kardashian is moving possibly to Queensland, and therefore Queensland
red hot
this week.
If you rephrase that to Pete Davidson is moving to Queensland,
yeah.
It may potentially be a hot.
Why?
because I love Pete Davidson.
Why do you love him?
Him and Jack Harlow are...
Yeah, but that doesn't make it hot.
Why do you love Pete Davidson?
I think he's funny.
Interesting. Yeah. Yep. Do you... Is Pete Davidson a little bit, with me here, Adam?
Yeah.
Aspirational for you? Because Pete Davidson, tall, skinny dude, exclusively dates the world's most beautiful women.
Maybe not. No, I think he's
interesting.
Cool.
I think we've had a
bit of a pause there. That's enough for us.
Absolutely. I think we've uncovered. That's it for today's psychological session with you, Ed. Wish you were Pete Davidson.
How about Ed trying to turn to the patriarchy? Pete Davidson moving to Queensland. No, mate.
Yeah,
Kimmy
bro.
Kimmy K. She's the famous one.
The story actually should read, Kim Kardashian's boyfriend might move to Queensland. Like, he doesn't even have a name. If it was the other way around, it wouldn't.
It's not a story if Pete Davidson is moving to Australia. It is a story because Kim Kardashian may be moving to Australia.
Where'd you find this? Where'd you find the story?
Doesn't matter. Good journalist that never reveals their sources.
It's illegal.
It's illegal.
Absolutely.
It's
illegal. No one would ever come to me with red hot stories again if I revealed my source. So, Ed, over to you. Is the week hot or not hot? Hot.
It's not.
Kim Kardashian's moving to Queensland.
Oh, it's definitely
not hot.
It's definitely not. The greatest fielder of all time.
Excuse me, Ricky Ponting's on the phone. He'd love to have a chat.
No, Andrew Simon's in the covers, diving around. He was Glenn Maxwell before Glenn Maxwell. Andrew Simon's not hot.
Fair enough. I mean, I'm disappointed. That's two back-to-back in a row, but that's okay.
Yeah, rest in peace, Roy. That's it for the Adam and Simon Show this week. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. Stick around for next week. Make sure you hit like, subscribe, all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. This week's interview is with Holy Holy. Are we Molly Meldrum?
I guess so.
We've been crushing it with the musical guests lately. Not the interviews, but getting them here has been unreal. Here's a little bit of that.
My third post is of the Apple Store in New York City.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. Nice.
Well, and the last one, before we get to our final questions, I just want to give a shout out to one post of you giving cross eyes, and the caption is Jean-Paul McSphincter, renowned philosopher, particle physicist and poet. Bless his soul. Rest in peace. And then your mates have all commented and said, bless him, gone too soon. What a great mind. He was such a special friend. So if anyone is looking for that, head to oscar.c.dawson because there's a real treat way deep in Oscar's Instagram history. And our chat with Oscar and Tim you can find on Thursday's episode. We will talk to you then. Thanks a lot, Joey. See you later. Listener.